Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. This is Tristan Angus with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Southeast Queenslanders are experiencing monumental wait times for sandbags ahead of Cyclone Alfred. Lord Mayor Schreiner has said that an unprecedented amount of sandbags have been distributed in the first 24 hours, with 74,000 already taken away, double the highest daily total during the 2022 floods. Many people were waiting in long car lines across Brisbane for hours, with some people waiting for more than 4 hours. In more local news, Star Entertainment is set to run out of cash by Friday. After months of financial trouble, the Casino Group could be under administration as early as today. Insolvency firm FTI may take control to figure out how to manage or sell its assets. But if selling the asset is complicated, the administration process might be harder. Chief Executive Steve McCann isn't giving up just yet. He is still looking for at least one party that would refinance the company's debts and avoid collapse. In national news, Indigenous leaders in the Northern Territory's largest Aboriginal community are accusing the government of falling its tough on crime election commitment. The community had private security guards posted at supermarkets to prevent break-ins and damage, but have faced funding cuts as the country Liberal Party won't continue to co-fund security. Leaders say the government is shrinking its promise of tough on crime in the bush and are calling for funding towards a local rehabilitative detention center.
Shadow Finance Minister Jane Hume has demanded an end to working from home, citing research that supports only 1 or 2 days of remote work. The coalition has made an election promise to order public servants to return to the office 5 days a week, saying remote work has affected productivity. The Stanford study that Hume referenced when stating that working from home was causing inefficiency in the public sector had in fact stated that the benefits of working from home included time and efficiency saved by not joining the commute. In international news, Myanmar's military chief has praised ties with Russia during a visit to the Kremlin. Min Aung Hlaing and Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed the developing relationship of the two countries, strengthening economic ties and political alliance. Western countries imposed trade sanctions following Myanmar's 2021 coup and Russia's 3-year-long war with Ukraine. But the two countries are supporting one another, with Russia supplying Myanmar with military technology and raw materials. Through alliances with anti-Western governments, Russia seeks to boost energy, nuclear and transport industries. For your weather today, a cyclone warning is in place for southeast Queensland, with heavy gusts of wind expected throughout the morning. Flood warnings are also in place for parts of southeast Queensland, with expected rainfall of 45 millimetres over the next 12 hours. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 27. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Did you know that 4ZZZ has entered our